U.S. Airways, Delta, and United have all relaxed fees for if you want to change your flight over the next couple of days because of this impending storm. And if you are scheduled to travel tomorrow or Thursday, you may want to consider changing your travel date if you're flexible, because there are going to be a lot of cancellations over this period. U.S. Airways canceled 5 departing flights to Charlotte. Delta had canceled 1 flight to Atlanta, and then they've also started canceling some flights tomorrow, although not as many as today. What they're trying to do is thin out the hubs so passengers do not get caught and stranded in an airport on their travels.
And they're probably trying to bring their planes to rest where they know where they are. And
yeah, part of one of the issues that you run into is positioning of aircraft during one of these storms and making sure that they're in the areas where they can be of most use and get passengers out of those airports and onto their destination. And then another thing they run into, as in which happened with Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, was making sure that you had your staff able to come in, because the staff couldn't get to the airport. The crews couldn't get to the airport to fly out.
Roanoke, Blacksburg Regional Airport, what kind of provisions are they making to get their employees in?
Well, we do have snow crews that are scheduled to come in. We do have a group of people that are considered essential personnel, and if they don't feel like they can make it home and back safely, we will accommodate them in a hotel. We have crews that come in just before the anticipated storm, and they work a 12-hour shift, and then we have another crew that comes in after that 12 hours and starts their 12-hour shift. And if there's going to be any problem getting them to and from home, we will put them in a hotel. As far as the airlines, I'm not sure what plans they have, but as far as airport crews, that's what we have planned.